Hey guys, in this video I'm going to be showing you how to make this golden text effect on a silky looking background. And the first thing we're going to do is close this one so we can start from the beginning. So go to File, New, and choose a file size of 640 by 400 and click OK. And now go to Filters, Render, Pattern, Sinus. And there are a lot of settings you need to copy. First of all, I'm going to go to colors. And the first color is the following HTML notation. That's FFFD77. And the second one is 352101. And click OK. Then I'm going to go to our Blend tab and set your settings gradient to sinusoidal, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, and exponent to -0.91. And then go back to your settings tab, and I'm not gonna name this all out loud, so you're just gonna have to pause the video. I'm gonna zoom it in so you can clearly read it and copy all these settings, including the random seed settings. And now I'm gonna click OK, and here I've got my silk background. Now go to your layer dialog and right click on your background layer and click Add Alpha Channel. And this layer, we're going to duplicate this twice, so we're going to click on this Duplicate Layer button twice. And I'm going to rename the top layer Flip. And you can rename a layer by double clicking on the name of the layer, then type in the name and press Enter. And I'm going to rename the middle layer Text and press Enter. And I'm going back to my flip layer, and I'm going to go to my flip tool and make sure that horizontal is ticked, and then just click once, and then the top layer is flipped. Now I'm going to go to my text tool and choosing the font Book Antica Bold, but you can choose any font you like, and a size of 166, and type in silk and close. And now on the silk layer, I'm going to go to layer, auto crop layer. And now on that same silk layer, I'm going to go to my alignment tool, then click on silk once, and then click on this button called align center of target, and click on the button below it, align middle of target. And now your silk text is in the middle. Now go back to your layer dialog, right click on your silk layer, and click alpha to selection. Now go back to your flip layer and go to select invert. And now press delete on your keyboard. Now go back to your layer dialog and on the silk layer make the layer invisible by clicking on the eye here. And now go to select none. Now we're going to go to our text layer. Make sure it's selected and go to filters, map, bump map. And use the following settings, map type linear, tick invert bump map, and use the depth of 7. And for the bump map, we're using the flip layer. So make sure it's on the flip layer, and then it looks something like this, and click OK. And now we're going to go to filters, repeat bump map, just click on it. And now on your flip layer, you can just delete it by clicking on this button here. And now we're going to go back to our silk layer, right click on it and click alpha to selection. Now go to select, grow, and grow it by 1 pixel and click OK. Now go back to your text layer, go to edit, copy, now go to select, none, and now go to edit, paste as, new layer. And now go to your layer dialog and delete your text layer by clicking on the delete this layer button. And now on your clipboard layer, go to your alignment tool and click once on the word silk, and then click on this button again, align center of target and align middle of target, so it's in the middle again. And now we can delete our silk layer here by clicking on the delete button. And now on the clipboard layer, we're going to go to filters, light and shadow, drop shadow. And we're going to use the following settings, 12, 12, 10, color black, opacity 80, and untick allow resizing, and click OK. And this is the end result. And I hope you liked it, and I hope you liked this video. And if you did, then maybe you'd like to watch my other videos and subscribe. And thank you for watching.